Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Italy's government has overnight announced a massive shutdown across the country as it struggles to cope with coronavirus. All cinemas...
The latest number of coronavirus cases...
Coronavirus cases outside of China.
Coronavirus remains the big...
And essentially his protests against the Ashwood City chief executive continue as the club reside in the bottom three of the Premier League. It's time now for our new feature, Nolan Watch, as we go live outside the chief executive's house.
Oh, for God's sake.
And you'll see a number of permanent banners. Nolan out. No, no, Nolan. Sack the board.
Spelt board wrong.
Nolan's house there.
Well, the roof needs retiling.
Balls. Just behind those gates. And I believe we can go live to our reporter on the ground. Susan, what kind of mood...
Well, it's mostly...
I'm finished asking the question. What kind of mood is there amongst the protesters as the investigation into Nolan gets closer?
It's
a two-part question. The investigation gets closer, but also relegation seems like a very real prospect as well.
Well, it's mostly a positive mood among the protesters, as you say. The investigation is nearing. Mr. Nolan will have to answer the authorities as well as key governing bodies within football. I've been speaking to a number of fans, and if we go over here...
Oh, not on the geraniums.
We can see that some protesters are even as young as 6 and 7 years old.
For fuck's sake.
They've come along after school to...
Hey!
Oh?
Hey! Get off the fucking geraniums! You! Off!
Me?
Yes, you! You and those two little twats! Get the fuck off, or I'll come out there and bury you in that flower bed and grow myself some cunt plants. Latin name, Horribilis cuntus. Now fuck off! Oh, God, some people have no manners.
That was Patrick Nolan there.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888 and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Despite a turbulent and disruptive start to their five-year plan, Ashwood City achieved European qualification and they now enter season two of The Offensive.
I've squeezed the bollocks of the right people, and one of them has finally popped. I've managed to get the names of who they're going to go after to question during your investigation. Now, you've got to get to them first. Butter them up. Give them a bit of dosh. Whatever it is you do. First one is that sack of piss, Theo Clinton. Call me when you've got him on side.
Can you hear the Ashwood scene? No, no. Can you hear the Ashwood scene? I can't hear a fucking thing. Ooh.
Patrick.
Happy birthday, Theo.
Oh, shit.
You're right.
Oh, God.
Oh, did it get you right in the eye?
Yep.
Oh, dear. Oh, party popper. More like party pooper. Am I right?
I'm just going to get a cold flannel.
Okay, buddy. Look, I'll just let myself...
Just wait there.
Okay. Can you hear the Ashwood scene? I can't hear a fucking thing. Whoa, no. Can you hear the Ashwood scene? No.
Right, okay. Hello again. Sorry about that.
No, I'm sorry, Theo.
Well, that's fair. You fired an explosive in my eye at 7 a.m. on my doorstep.
An explosive? It's a party popper.
You know my birthday was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. No. You see, I knew that, actually. I just realised we were so busy around that time, I didn't get the chance to properly celebrate.
I came into your office, offered you some cake that Christine got me, and you called me a birthday bellend. And told me to shove the cake up my arse until the icing comes out my nostrils.
That doesn't sound like something I'd say.
Then Woody called me Mary Berry and congratulated me on winning the Great British Wank Off.
Oh, no, look, that's unacceptable. I will report that to HR.
Then you laughed. He went on some rant about let them eat cake and chopping my head off and called me Joan of Arc.
I assume you meant Marie Antoinette.
That's what I said.
Well, then what did he say?
He said thanks for the history lesson, he really appreciated it as he didn't focus enough in school.
Oh, that's nice. See, he has his moments.
Then I found out he let the tyres down on my car.
Ah, yeah, light and shade, that guy.
Can I help you with something, Patrick?
No, don't be silly. I just wanted, I realised that I hadn't given you the birthday you deserved. So here I am. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Right, so I've got two special tickets to a very special football match right here, and I want to take my buddy Theo along.
You do?
Yep.
What game?
It's a surprise.
The party popper in the eye at 7 a.m. on a Saturday was a surprise.
Ah, that was just a big joke.
A big joke?
Yeah, like a prank. A birthday prank.
A big joke?
Come on, Theo, it's your B-day.
2 weeks ago. Now I get shot in the eye for a big joke.
Just wanted to give you a BJ on your B-day. No, I meant BJ as in big joke. I didn't connect those dots until I said it out loud.
What game is it?
It's a secret, but it does promise to be a cracker.
And Matt Ritchie with the shot, and it's wide, and that's full time. And it's Ashwood City 0, it's Newcastle United 0.
Oh, what a game, eh? Oh, after all that drama, I'm a bit parched, you know? Do you fancy a drink, mate?
Yeah, coffee.
Ah, come on, a real drink. We can grab a bite to eat, too. I know a great place. And my friend Theo here will have anything he wants from the menu, as it's his birthday.
Thanks very much. I actually saw the lobster that lady ordered, and that looked...
Well, I'd imagine they've sold out of them.
The lamb cutlets?
Oh, come on, Theo. It's a cute baby lamb. Why don't you go and eat a fucking puppy instead?
Right. Okay, I'll have the... salmon.
Ah, excellent choice.
This is nice.
This is nice, Theodore. You're right.
So it was a good game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, real chess match there.
What happened in the hospitality bar?
What do you mean?
Everyone was saying the beer was like 10 quid.
Oh, yeah, that was me.
Why?
Oh, I do that for when Mike Ashley comes. Yeah, it really helps give us that extra little kick over the line for alcohol sales.
Sorry I fell asleep. Henry isn't sleeping very well at the moment. He's got conjunctivitis, so his eyes are completely closed when he's in bed.
So his eyes are completely closed whilst he's in bed?
Yeah, poor little guy.
How is that causing sleep issues? That is sleep.
You know what I mean.
Kieran played well again today.
Yeah, he's certainly calmed down, starting to find his way again.
Oh, absolutely.
Thing is with Kieran, he plays with his heart, not his head.
I should hope so, he's only got 2 GCSEs.
He's gifted, but he can cause a lot of trouble. Jesus, that was tough. Really tough. Have you heard the latest on Harry Weaver?
Who?
Harry Weaver, out for the rest of the season.
Okay.
I met with him this week. He's concerned about his contract.
Why is that?
It ends this summer.
How old is he?
34.
Yeah, he's right. It does end this summer. Clever guy.
Patrick, I wanted to talk to you, actually. I have a project I'm working on that's very close to my heart.
Oh, I feel like I should have ordered the veal now I've seen it.
Patrick!
Sorry, yes, shoot.
I'm thinking about reaching out to the PFA. Other chief player liaison officers in the Premier League and a few sort of investors about putting together a fund that could provide a much more robust and adequate pension plan for retired Premier League footballers.
There is one. It's called Sky Sports.
No, but not all footballers have the eloquence and oratory skills as Jamie Carragher or, you know, Paul Merson.
Are we watching the same coverage?
Patrick, players like Harry Weaver have nowhere to go once they're 34. It's done. They've been bouncing around on short-term contracts since they were 17 years old, and now it's all over for them.
Theo, players like Harry Weaver have collected 60 grand a week for a decade.
But my point is, now there's nowhere for him to go.
What, Mauritius? Seychelles?
They get chewed up and spat out by this industry without so much as a thank you.
Theo, Marco Nipic bought a restaurant in the town last month. Did you know that?
Okay.
Do you know why he did it?
As an investment.
No! Because he was annoyed it was so busy and people kept asking him for selfies. So he bought the place, just so he can eat in there alone. He's got a private restaurant, Theo. He's 27.
Look, if you can't see what I'm getting at, then it's not worth the conversation. I just, you know, I know you went to Eton and stuff and you have some high-profile friends.
If you want me to put this in front of some of my financial pals, then I can do that for you as a favour.
Patrick, that would be fantastic.
Hey, it's not a problem, mate. What are friends for?
We're friends.
Oh, absolutely. Ooh, that salmon looks good.
It does, doesn't it?
You know, it's it's funny, isn't it? The world of favours. It's almost like a little mini economy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I'll do you a favour, and all of a sudden there's a sort of unwritten rule that I'm going to receive a similar transaction from you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a funny old world, isn't it? It's like you owe me a favour now.
Yeah, kind of, I suppose.
You know, I'm just illustrating that's kind of how it works, in a way, isn't it?
I mean, in a sort of cynical way, yes. I'd feel that you'd scratch my back, so naturally I have a want to reciprocate.
Exactly.
As a kind of moral currency.
You're exactly right. Moral currency. Very well put, that. Cheers.
Cheers.
So now you can see where the clause is activated with the iBet deal. The revenue streams have pretty much doubled, and it brings it in line with our matchday revenue, all in all accounting for around 22 to 26% of club profits. Come in.
Patrick, can I have a word? It's urgent.
Sorry, please excuse me, everybody. What's up?
What the fuck is this?
A4, high white, premium, 120 GSM, very nice.
Let me read it to you.
Yeah, I'm actually quite busy at the moment.
Dear Mr. Clinton, this N20 form found within this documentation serves as a court summons to appear at the inquiry of Mr. Patrick Nolan in the case brought forward by HMRC. All travel expenses will be paid.
Ooh, nice. Uber to and from the court, I would imagine, Theo. Anyway, I've got to run.
I've been summoned to court.
Yeah, so have I.
You're being investigated, that's why.
Yes, yeah, and you are going to say a few words on my behalf.
HMRC are going to talk to me about you. That is not saying words on your behalf.
Theo, I bought you a nice dinner for your birthday.
Oh, I knew there was something fishy about that. I knew it!
Well, you did order the salmon.
Shut up! Shut up, God almighty!
Just do as I say. Be on your best behaviour in the courtroom and I'll make sure you're all right.
Make sure I'm all right?
Yeah.
What's that supposed to mean? What are you, Tony Soprano?
Yeah, you know, just so you can put food on the table for little Henry and, whatever the other one's called.
Bastard.
That's interesting choice of name, but it's a free country.
You're the bastard!
Theo, look at me, mate. I have thrown much bigger, much more important, much more intimidating people than Theo fucking Clinton under the bus to get my way, all right? I want you to keep that in mind. I take it by your silence, you're on board. Good. Wouldn't want you losing your job and never working in football again, isn't that right? Wouldn't want to cost you any of that moral currency of yours. There's a good boy.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And I've had words with some of those pencil pushers at HMRC, son.
Oh, yeah? What kind of words?
Well, you know, words like compliance, blackmail, threat, pain, bankruptcy, yum-yum.
Yum-yum.
I bought one of them a yum-yum. It's a long story.
What the fuck is a yum-yum? Sounds posh.
Don't fucking posh me, Eaton boy. You messaged those lads yet, by the way?
Look, I'm waiting for the right moment when I've ticked all the boxes on my side.
Just fucking send out the carrier pigeon or whatever you do to get them to fix this shit.
Oh, it's just an alumni WhatsApp group.
Yeah, bet you fucking are. WhatsApp this, WhatsApp that. And a yum-yum ain't fucking posh. They're in Greg's.
What is it?
Well, it's essentially like a contorted ice donut. Right. Well, imagine you had an empty ice donut. You ran it over and twisted every fibre of it and then shoved it in the oven.
I see.
You know, it actually served as a pretty good illustrative metaphor during my physical threats of violence. So, decent, really.
I'm sure it did. So, we're good. We have all the relevant parties on our side.
Well, paperwork is still a bit fucking precarious. Your old school boys are going to handle the red tape. But my lackey on the inside says they're going to go after one more fella to spill the beans on Patrick Nolan.
Hey, no one spills the beans on Patrick Nolan. You know, certainly not if he's wearing his white chinos.
Yeah, well, last time I wore white chinos, mate, was 2003. Never wore them again in protest against the Iraq War.
Right.
Gave them to Robbie Savage, believe it or not. Still wears them now.
Robbie Savage?
Yeah. I was a bit trimmer back then. All the cocaine and marble lights had me in fantastic shape. Absolutely tip-top.
Who is this final piece of the puzzle in the investigation?
Well, you ain't gonna like it. He's a grainy-voiced fucker, and it ain't me.
Tell me.
It's an agent. You know the one.
Shoot, Elliot! Fucking shoot!
Robert.
Fucking hell, the Lord of the Realm himself.
It's an MBE, not a lordship.
Whatever, your lordship.
Rob.
Surprised you didn't send one of your servants instead.
But I thought I'd come and chat in person.
Oh, well, do me a fucking favour. This is in breach of the court rules and you know it, Sir Prancelot. Fuck off back to your castle and I'll see you in the courtroom.
Oh, no. I've actually just come to do a bit of scouting.
Oh, you have you? You know as much about football as I know about fucking Hungarian beach volleyball.
Hungary is landlocked. It doesn't have any beaches.
See? Told ya. Not a fucking clue.
No, there's a kid playing that I want to sign. Elliot Jefferson.
Fuck off.
No, he's meant to be quite good, Rob. Oh, Jefferson. Jefferson. Is he any relation?
You'd be fucking lucky to have my son, Patrick, so don't fucking come sliming all over me to get your way. My son is going places.
Yeah, well, I've got the scout reports that we did. I've actually got the reports from the Independents as well that have been shared with most clubs in the South East.
What are they saying?
Well, for Chelsea, it was our academy is full, come back later. Palace said thanks, but no thanks. Arsenal wanted to know if he's a winger.
Fucking typical Arsenal.
So, I guess that one's a no. Tottenham? Well, Tottenham said they'd take him. Mourinho would bring him through the ranks and nurture his young talent.
Did they?
Did they fuck?
Huh.
Which would leave a load of shit clubs such as your Millwalls, your Charltons, and your Millwalls and your Charltons, or... Oh, Ashwood City.
Did you wake up this morning, Patrick, and think, what new way of extortion have I not tried yet? I bet you did, didn't you? Eh? Woke up with a big stiff willy dreaming of blackmailing people.
Oh, I may have been a little more excited than usual, yeah.
Am I meant to believe those scouting reports, am I?
Well, believe what you want to believe, Robbo. But I have handed the details to Woody, and he's going to share them with the rest of the community.
What's that fucking mean?
It means, Rob, this industry looks after each other. If we get a few reports about dodgy players, we just want to make sure that clubs don't make mistakes in bringing those troubled kids on board.
Troubled? He's not fucking troubled. He lives in a detached five-bed in Sevenoaks, in a gated community with a washer and a dryer. Not one of those shitty washer-dryer combos.
Well, if he has that kind of safety net, I don't feel bad at all.
Woody doesn't know half the people I know, so shut it.
Woody has more names in his little black book than Kevin Friend in a North London derby. I'm telling you, Rob, don't try and go cock to cock with Woody. It won't work. He is the cock.
You can't have him.
I can have whoever I want. It's just about the right price, Rob.
He's not for sale.
Well, you're right about that. He's a youth player. And quite a youth player. Oh, good pass, Elliot.
I was going to send you down.
Well, according to the fixture list, it looks like Tottenham will be doing that in late April.
Not Ashwood. You. Fucking you. I was going to send you down.
Yeah, I know, Rob.
I had a full fucking speech in court. I've got documents. I've got your shoddy contracts. Your dodgy as fuck umbrella companies.
Rob, you're not the first, mate, and you won't be the last. But you thought you had a shot at me, eh? Thought you got me in your sights, right in the crosshairs. But the problem is, Rob, I found myself a nice little human shield by the name of Elliot Jefferson. If you want to pull the trigger, be my guest. But if his blood gets on my new suit, I'm coming for you.
You pay him double what you're paying the other youth players.
Thanks, Rob.
They'll get you, Patrick. You know that, don't you? Even if I paint you out to be the fucking patron saint of Ashwood.
I'm working on it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I have contacts that reach outside of football. Helps me in times of need.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're an Eton boy, aren't you?
Indeed I am.
What, you got some sort of twilight bark?
Twilight bark?
Yeah, you know, that bit in 101 Dalmatians where a dog sticks his head out the window and says, like, I don't know, woof or something. And then all the other dogs say, come to help.
I don't think I've seen the movie, Rob.
You Eton boys, haven't you got the same trick?
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose we do. All I need to do is sound the alarm.
And have you?
I'm sending the message now.
They're pretty clear that these tax penalty measures are no longer fit for purpose.
Defrauding the authorities of millions of pounds in tax.
A serious story with lots of negative headlines.
World of third party ownership.
I used a company to hide his
true
income.
The documents were leaked to the German newspaper Süddeutsche Zeitung.
Avoidance is tax evasion.
Yes.
Tax evasion is the illegal one, and avoidance is what all the big corporations do perfectly legally.
So tell me, Timothy, you're the expert. What is actually happening here?
A number of charges against Mr. Nolan have been dropped.
68% by financial value of all the player transactions.
You say, stop, we need to investigate very closely what's going on.
I think that Patrick Nolan is doing a superb job, and Ashwood City, you know, quite frankly, are lucky
course,
to have.
Those billions are created by people being very good at business, and I guess they would argue being good at business is paying as little tax as is legally possible.
The bodies that actually are investigating Nolan are disappearing by the second.
and I like him. He's a good man. He is not a racist, I can tell you that.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.